Bloody Sunday took place in Northern Ireland 30 years ago, but there's still anger about it. The shootings at a Londonderry civil rights march have inspired books, documentaries, an ongoing investigation, and now a prize-winning docudrama called Bloody Sunday. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Bloody Sunday is a compelling, gut-clutching piece of advocacy cinema that carries you along in a torrent of emotion as it explores the awful complications of one terrifying day. Bloody Sunday shared the Golden Bear at this year's Berlin International Film Festival. It was written and directed by British filmmaker Paul Greengrass. It takes us from dawn to dusk on January 30th, 1972, a day in which British troops opened fire on Irish Catholic civil rights marchers. In the end, 14 people died.
The names of the dead are as follows. Patrick Joseph Doherty, age 31. Gerard Vincent Donaghy, age 17.
Filmmaker John Paul Greengrass Francis worked for 10 Donaghy, years making documentaries for British TV, and it's paid off here. He takes Gillo Pontecorvo's landmark film Battle of Algiers as his model. The director and his team have recreated the events of that day with such potency, you feel you are there in the middle of the marchers.
Barney, glad you can make it.
Yeah, I wouldn't listen to the word.
Sure, I know that. Tim, ready for another march, huh?
Cinematographer Ivan Stasberg deserves special mention for his expressive, jittery cinema verite camera work. It lurks around corners and eavesdrops on conversations, creating the immediacy of newsreel footage. Bloody Sunday plays like it's the work of a documentary crew with great instincts and total access. It manages the difficult trick of conveying chaos while allowing us to recognize the patterns in the madness. It's both spontaneous enough to resemble reality captured on the fly and focused enough to be intensely dramatic.
We face a choice as a society. Not about what we want. We all know what we want. Radical change. The dismantling of Stormont and an end to unionist domination.
Find out if call signs 1 and 3 are in position and ready to move.
The choice is about how we achieve it.
Bloody Sunday structures everything around cutting back and forth between Northern Ireland's perennial antagonists, the British Army and the province's Catholic minority. The Catholics want to march for civil rights. The British don't want them to. It's as basic and as deadly as that.
Why not just let the march go ahead? Look, if you want prosecutions, why not take photographs of the ringleaders?
Bloody Sunday focuses on a quartet of protagonists, two on each side. It's clear where its sympathies lie, but it's been careful not to treat even the British as anything other than fallible individuals. Once positions hardened, tragedy was inevitable. Bloody Sunday does the events of that awful day full and unforgettable justice.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.